Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we welcome you in. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Yancey and Chuck and yours truly in the studio. Gordon Ford and Harry Harrison will join us. By the end of the program, we need you to do what you do. I had to slow down to get that one out of there. 426-1093, 426-1093. Hello, fellas.
What's up? That's kind of like, I know that you know that I know
that's
that you
right.
know.
That's right. Yes, that is correct.
It's all good, man. We won the Egg Bowl. I don't care about anything else right now.
Yeah, won it. You know, there's still little thing in your heart right there with the playoffs, but it's good to get to 9-3 and hopefully win this bowl game and get to 10 wins for three out of the last 4 years.
Well, wait a minute now. You've given up? Have you given up?
Well,
you were so adamant last week.
I said Alabama and Tennessee had to lose, and neither did, and that was the gateway, at least one of the two, and neither, you know, they both
came through. So you see no path now?
Man, I don't know how, you know, unless the committee, now they totally, last year, you know, they reshuffled it on the – after the championship week, Georgia, they moved from one to out of the playoffs. Alabama, I believe, was like 8 or 9, moved them to 2 or 1 in the playoffs there. So, I mean, there could be some reshuffling, but I don't have much hope.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
I hadn't had any hope since Florida.
And I'm not so sure Clemson can't beat SMU, right? And that knocks in somebody else further down the pecking order.
But if Clemson wins, I don't even know how that matters. If they win, then
they'll be
they're in.
They're
if
be
SMU
in.
Wins, they're in. So
right, but no. SMU's in regardless.
That's what I think so too.
I don't think so.
But they've said they're not going to hold that championship game against them. SMU's going to be in the 6 or 7 range tomorrow night.
10-1.
Yeah. But if they lose to Clemson, 11.
Are they 11-1 or 10-1?
Well, they're 11-1.
11-1. Yeah. They're going to be in.
I don't know.
And it's how far did they drop Miami after losing to Syracuse? And then you still got the whole Bama South Carolina thing, and at the end of the year, they're going to put South Carolina in front of at least Ole Miss tomorrow.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Man,
they've won 6 straight.
I mean, they've
beaten 6 top 25 teams, and the 3 teams they've lost to have been top 25 teams.
Yeah,
out of their schedule, is what's going to help them get there.
Man, we beat them like Yancey beats me at golf.
I know.
And it should have been much worse than 27-3. That should have been a 45-3 game.
Yes.
We could say that about all our losses, too. should have been. That's our lament for the year.
I have no problem as long as if Bama or South Carolina get in and Ole Miss does not, then I've got kind of a problem with it. But, I still don't think.
Well, you're going to have a problem.
You're going to have a problem.
One of them going to get in. One of them is.
Yeah.
Or they're going to leave Miami at 12 because they want Cam Ward.
And that's what I think. That's what I think end up
crazy.
That's what I think end up happening.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any way that they get 3 teams in the ACC if Clemson were to beat SMU. There's no way that Clemson, Miami, and SMU get in. How many ranked teams has SMU beaten, by the way?
I'll have to go look, but I mean,
I don't think any. Miami hasn't beaten any. I don't know who Clemson has beaten that's ranked. So, man, I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to argue. Again, they need to do it like basketball, where you have quad one wins, quad two wins, road schedule, all that factors in.
Well, here's your problem. Here's your problem. They could make this a 48-team college football playoff, and there'd still be teams
that shouldn't have been left out.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
But Ole Miss wouldn't be in that position, even if it was a 16-team playoff.
Well, I agree with that, but somebody would be crying.
Well, if the SEC only gets three in, don't you think we're going to 16 next year?
I believe they have one more year of the contract for next year, and then after that, it's going to 16 teams.
It has to.
There's no other sport in college sports that doesn't have at least a 16-team playoff.
And I think they'll rethink this. Every conference champion gets in business too.
And automatic bid to the G5. I think that's what's going to change.
Because Boise could end up as the 4 seed out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I wish they could just somehow take...
Yeah, that's a joke.
Take some of the things that are so subjective out of it and make it, if you do this, you get in. Yeah. But there's always going to be politics involved. And
well, that's what they try to do, Chucky, with the conference champions. If you win your conference champion, then you are in.
Yeah, but there's still too much junk in there that I might get in if, and they use brand names like Alabama getting in.
Yeah, that should have no bearing. Well, they should do it. Exactly.
Text messenger just sent in, what do you think of this? I mean, their odds are -190, they're getting in.
Who?
Bama. So Vegas is put out in favor of Alabama.
Yeah.
All right, the opening part of the show brought to you by First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Hold on to your five things, sir. We'll get to those a little bit later on in the program. Gordon Ford comes up next.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
My friends, this part of the show is brought to you by the Farese Group. They're our partner in retirement. Over 20 years experience. They've got all kinds of things to help those retirees. And you can call them if you're already retired. Call the Farese Group. The office number is 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. Boy, Gordon Ford, I thought you had the comeback completed against Purdue, but nonetheless, two great games. I said this when interviewing Keith Carter on the pregame show for football. The BYU game resembled an NCAA first-round game, 7 versus 10, 8 versus 9, and then I think that Purdue game was kind of like a second-round game. Gee, they played well out in San Diego.
Oh, they did. And one of the things is, you're right, you know, BYU was number one in the Big 12, which is a very good basketball league. And, you know, their effort out there was, you know, extremely. And, I mean, getting beat at the buzzer on a tip-in, you know, against Purdue, who beat Alabama, you know. And, I mean, I think they played very, very good. I mean, this is a team that steals the ball. You know, they go to the boards with the size they have. And, you know, one of the key things is somebody brought this up to me last week, they block people out. And that's something you hadn't seen in a while, you know, in the past several years.
I think it was just unfortunate, fellas, that that shot was an air ball and it clipped the rim just enough that Padula, who was underneath it, kind of went away from him and the guy was able to catch it and lay it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a that smidgen close to being an overtime game.
Bad
there.
Luck.
Yep.
Well, the you know, it's when you're up 7 with, what, 2 minutes to go, you're supposed to find a way to close that game out. And that's what Chris Beard said today at his press conference, that we failed in closing that game out. But at the same time, I didn't detect that he was disappointed the way they played out West, and I don't blame him.
They're tough. They're tough. They're resilient. I mean, they're undersized, as everybody knows, and you know, they continued to battle on the boards and stayed pretty much even with both teams, and they were much bigger than Ole Miss. And I like this team. I really do. I was kind of skeptical after those first three games, but they really turned it around. And, G-Man, what do you think the turnarounds come from in the play? They've really picked up their level of play.
I think the inside play of Mikel Brown Jones, and we said this last week, and Diaz, I mean, you know, and plus, you know, those guys are getting down on the block, and they weren't before. And, you know, you've got shooters on that team. I mean, Shane Padilla and, I mean, Morrell, and he was hurt a lot during that time. But they got guys in there who hit shots. And, you know, Brakefield came in and really hit some good shots for them. And like I said, I mean – They defend, they steal the ball, they put pressure on you, and that sort of helps them not having good size because, you know, you can't get up the floor.
You know, the thing that I noticed, they don't have to rely on one or two guys to score.
Right. Exactly.
There's multiple options to score points on this one.
And as I've said for 3 weeks, none of them are shy about putting it up. That's fine. I don't mind that.
No.
I don't mind that.
No.
Yeah. Then I don't know that they're taking that many bad shots. That's what I always look at. You know, if you're a shooter, you're supposed to shoot.
Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot. And I don't see anybody forcing up a lot of shots. Now, they force up one or two a game, but not a lot of them.
I tell you, the biggest thing I notice is Juju. Juju is playing out of his mind. As good as point guard as anybody in the country right now. I mean, his assist to turnover ratio, I believe, in the tournament was 19 assists and two turnovers. Obviously took over that BYU game. Played very, very well against Purdue. I think he's taking his game up from the first year to second year, as much as any player I've seen at Ole Miss in years.
Well, think about it. They got 2-point guards, and they both can score. You know, they got, like you've mentioned many times, Yancey, they got kind of a small lineup. I mean, when you go with Morrell, Davis, and, you know, Shane Padilla and Diaz inside, I mean, those guys are kind of a three-guard alignment, and they, you know, they can shoot it, and they can defend, and
you know,
they
the thing,
create turnovers, which is a formula for success.
The thing that Beard said today in his press conference was, because I questioned him about it, I said, are you surprised that you're able to rebound as well as you are, being smaller than just about everybody they play? And he said, man, the best rebounders I've ever had in my career were 6'4 and 6'5 guys that just knew how to do it. They positioned themselves well. They blocked out well. They understood which way the ball was going to bounce off the rim from a certain angle of shot. And he said, that's what rebound's all about. It's about effort. It's not about size. So, hey, they did it.
But they got a tough game coming up tomorrow night. So it'll be interesting to see, but I still think they beat Louisville tomorrow.
Louisville just lost their top player to an ACL injury there in the championship game. They just absolutely drummed.
I think
his name
is Cason Presley. Yeah, he was their best player. He's a 6'10 or 6'11 transfer from South Florida. He was a really high portal player. And then they've got two guards, Rain Smith and another kid, Chubby, I want to say his name is Chucky Hubbard. And those guys are who do all the scoring for them, but their best player, like you said, Yancey, he's hurt.
What Mikael Brown-Jones, he only played 11 minutes this past game. I know he's been battling some injuries. Do you know what his health status is right now?
I do not. I just know that they said that he's got some kind of injury that they can't play him a lot. But, I mean, he does a good job for him, you know. And, I mean, gets on the boards and blocks out. And, you know, he was all conference in the league that he was in before, first team. And to me, he was a great pickup because other than that, you know, you've only got Brakefield. And he really doesn't have a lot of down-low moves. He's more of a shooter from the wing. You know, occasionally grab a ball and tip it in. But you need him in there more than 11 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brakefield obviously had a tremendous game, 18 points, I believe 14 coming in the second half. Got 5 rebounds there in the second half. And he's a guy that can play 3 different positions. He's invaluable off that bench, I think.
I like the fact that Murray and Padula and Murrell can extend the defense, make them come out on them because they're going to shoot the three if you leave them open. And I think that opens things up for Diaz and Brakefield and the guys on the inside to have easier shots, some more one-on-one attention inside. And I think they need that.
Well, yeah, they got Louisville, and I'm sure that, you know, I mean, Louisville got beat by Tennessee by 22 points at Freedom Hall. And then they lost to Ohio. Let's see here, not Ohio, but they lost to Oklahoma in a tournament. And the only big win that they've had so far, they beat Indiana like a drum in the battle for Atlantis. But
89-61.
You know, other than that, they really don't have a lot of quality wins.
That West Virginia game, though, the next game after the Indiana was a huge. There, they beat them 79-70. They lose.
Yeah, but this isn't the West Virginia Bob Huggins either. They're down.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but you're talking about a Louisville team that won what? 4, 5?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, they won 9 games. They were
single digits last year.
Yeah. They got a new coach, Pat Kelsey, and he does a great job. I mean, he was at Charleston, College of Charleston. He actually was on our list when we hired Beard. He was one of the names mentioned. And a lot of people have been looking at him, and, you know, he won a lot of games at College of Charleston.
I tell you what, though, I mean, you look at West Virginia, the game before they played Louisville in that tournament, they beat number 7 Gonzaga 86-78.
Yeah. So that's my point. Louisville's better than.
Yeah, I mean they're it's going to be a very tough road game, but I like it. I believe they come in at number 21 in the net rankings. It's going to be a good chance for Ole Miss to really improve. It's really key to get those out of conference big quad one wins, and this would definitely be an opportunity for the Rebels.
All right, Gordon, we appreciate your time, my friend.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah,
30 seconds.
All right. One thing is I want to send our prayers out for Tim Jumper, who suffered a heart attack, and he's in a bad way. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out for him. So, former Ole Miss basketball player.
Thanks for telling us that.
Thank you, G-Man.
We'll be back with text messages and more. Hold on.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
It is text message time. Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com, bringing these to you from 426-1093. First question, do you anticipate Pete Golden getting a head coaching offer?
I don't know. That's a little too early to predict that, but, I mean, he's certainly be a candidate if there's any decent openings.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to leave somewhere unless it's a power five or four, whatever they call it now, head coaching job. I know that his family's really happy here in Oxford, and I don't think they want to disrupt that right now.
Yeah, and he's making $2 million a year, and a lot of smaller schools aren't paying half that.
Absolutely not. Does the NIL that some players have end with the regular season or extend to a bowl game?
Extend to the bowl game. And if they opt out of the bowl game, they don't get paid. I mean, it nullifies their contract. Same if something that people hadn't been thinking about much, Gary and Yancey, is I wonder how many guys are not going to be academically eligible for the bowl game. There's no way around that. And some of these mercenaries you bring in here for 1 year I'm wondering how attentive they've been to their classroom.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that. I don't know that. But if they don't make the playoffs, which it does not look like it, you know, it can give you a glimpse into the future there.
Oh, I'd rather tell see them play young guys.
Kind of tell them what they need to do in the portal, right?
Yeah.
Kind of gives you a better gauge. So we'll see.
And baseball season will be here before you know it, guys. Any good news on the baseball front?
I mean, I think the biggest news right now is, you know, from a health standpoint, is Hunter Elliott is looking really, really good. You know, the transfer from Louisville is even better. The outfield, better power hitter than what they were hoping for. And I think, and then another thing that stands out is the team chemistry is just really good right now. It's really good team chemistry. And obviously the pitching coach they brought in.
That's
the Cleveland
what
organization is big time.
That's what I'm anxious to see is the influence that the new pitching coach has on the team,
yeah,
on the staff.
Injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calo City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 to request an appointment or go to the website oxfordortho.org.
Really not much to report. Dre Davis came back for basketball. He missed a couple of games earlier, and he was back for the tournament. Obviously, you know that Trey Harris and Henry Parrish Jr. and Logan Diggs are out for the and Yam Banks are out on the football team. And running back Rashad Amos has opted out. He's going to transfer out somewhere. And that's really all I know right now.
Do you know with Yam Banks, he has another year of eligibility. I don't think he's really high enough on the draft board to go early in the pros. You know if that's
are you sure he's got another year?
I thought I read somewhere with that. I have to look that
know.
Up.
I don't think he does. But maybe he does.
If he does, I wonder what that injury does. Do you think he'll be ready for next year if he does?
I don't know. Yeah. It is a knee injury, right?
I think so.
Yes. Yancey, you got 3.5 minutes. Want to do your five things?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's roll them. All right. They're brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who operates 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day. Kudos to the Ole Miss fans for continuing to show up in record numbers this season for the Egg Bowl. By my calculation, the Rebels average over 3,000 over capacity at a little over 67,000 per game clip this season. Easily an Ole Miss record. Thought number two. Overall, I thought the game was relatively flat, but very businesslike. It probably was Lane's hardest coaching job to date to get his team ready to emotionally to play a 2-10 MSU football team after being knocked out of the playoffs the week before against Florida. Thought number three, I was really impressed with Lane in the post conference. You can tell how much this group of seniors meant to him. You can tell that this program has become very personal for Lane. Thought number four, yes, it does appear that Ole Miss is going to miss the playoffs by a spot or two. It's very sad because we all know Ole Miss is one of the top 12 teams in the country, but they have nobody to blame but themselves. And the last thought of the day. I don't know if anybody watched the holiday basketball tournament the Rebels played in, but boy, did they play some good basketball. It was a heartbreaking loss to Purdue, but I think it was a foreshadow of what to come. The Rebels are going to be a tough out for anyone on their schedule. Next up is at number 25 ranked Louisville.
All right, so you busted on through those. You went quick with those five things.
Didn't get as wordy this one. I had a few other things I wanted to say, but I'm
go ahead.
Let it
still
go.
Got about a minute and a half.
No, that's it. You know, back to the basketball. I think that this team has a toughness. It was kind of like Flanagan last year. That's what I think. Now they have two of them, and that's what stands out to me. And Dre Davis and Mikael Brown Jones, guys that get down there. They're not the biggest guys. They're muscular. You know, they're 6'5", 6'6", kind of like Flanagan. But last year I thought Ole Miss was having to put too much on Flanagan to be the man of the team, and now they have two of them. And I think that's going to help them a lot going down the stretch.
I think they've got grit at other positions,
too. I do, too, yeah.
I think the Padula and Murray are are gritty kids.
No doubt.
That like to play
both
the ball.
Dogs.
They're gym rat types.
Yeah.
And I like those gym rats that'll dive after a ball and skin up their knees and come back for more. I wish Matthew Morrell was more like that. But he's been a little injury prone.
You do have guys that can create their own shots.
Yeah,
do those things.
Big too.
And as you were talking about earlier, space and pace. Like they can move, but then they move around and move the basketball quickly to find that open guy.
I think with Padilla, too, is interesting. I was listening to his story on one of the Ole Miss videos. He has 11 brothers and sisters and 6 brothers. And his dad, they played this game where you had to physically knock them off of this narrow little lane. And, you know, he just talked about how tough his dad made all of his brothers. And I think that shows on the basketball court. He's a pretty tough little kid.
No kidding.
We'll get Harry Harrison to visit with us after a timeout. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle. You're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations. Six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you and all football season long. So is this guy, Harry Harrison. Welcome back in.
Well, thank you, John. I tell you what, Gary, it's hard to believe the season's in the rearview mirror. But once that first game kicks off, next time you wake up, it's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it crazy, man, how fast these things fly by?
We were supposed to be getting four more games, Harry, but it looks like it's only going to be one.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're not going to be in that playoff top 12 yet. That third loss down in Florida, I think, put a dagger in that. But anyway, we did come back, and I thought played really good defensively after we gave up some big shots downfield with a quarterback from Mississippi State who I really thought played pretty well the first half. But offensively, we just kind of nickel and dimed it, never quite got explosive. They were rushing three and dropping eight, and we just never quite we ran it effectively, but just never got in a good groove, and I didn't think in the second half offensively.
I think Ole Miss was just trying to win the game. I think Lane was, especially that last half quarter, it looked like he could get another touchdown or two there, and he was just content on just burning the clock out, didn't want to risk anything. And Lebby, I was impressed. Schematically, I thought he came out with a great game. Obviously, they play their best defensive game. I'm sure he knew a lot of Lane's tendencies. And, I thought that Lebby did a good job. As you said, their quarterback did a good job. And I think they got better days ahead in Starkville.
Well, I do too. Obviously, you got to have a good offensive line, and as the Rebels continue to put pressure on that quarterback second half, he made some mistakes with some bad throws. But first half, when he had some time, he dropped some dimes in on those long balls. But the key points in the game I thought was just a super catch by Caden Priestcorn in the end zone, and in that goal line stand by the Rebel defense really kind of put the icing on the cake for me. I don't think we were trying to run it up. I was hoping we'd make a big statement, and so if it came down to toss up between a three-loss team to get in the playoffs, that would be to our advantage. But hey, it's an in-state rivalry. It's been that way for a long time. The last few years, we've gotten by, with 7-10. This time, 26-14, 12-point win. So. We'll take those. We'll always take that against Mississippi State. But once again, we didn't make that statement that I thought maybe we needed to have a chance to get in the playoffs.
I'm going to tell you, though, if you really look close, if you dissect the season, we had three or four games where the offense just didn't quite get it going, Harry. Kind of like that. Even though we did run for 254 yards, we weren't just scorching the earth other than the 89-yarder by Bentley.
That happened without a doubt. That was a big plus. And then in the fourth quarter, we ran some quarterback draws. When you got three-man front and two in the box, that's five. You certainly got the advantage. And so we ran some quarterback draws with Jackson Dart, and he added to that total too, Chuck. But you're right. We go up to South Carolina, beat them, 27-3, beat them by 24. But really didn't just blister it that day. We were effective, but just weren't, and I don't know. I guess playing inferior talent the first 4 weeks. Just, you know, maybe was a little fool's goal, so to speak. And we could pick out individuals that I thought started hot and then just didn't finish well. And then my first guy, I would say, would be Juice Wells. I just thought the second half of the season was not his best part of his year. And I was really expecting bigger things out of him. And we could go through the roster and talk about whomever. But bottom line is we're 9-3 and we're going bowling somewhere.
Yeah. I thought Juice just kind of disappeared. I don't think
they use him right. He is not a go up and grab the ball type of guy, fly guy. He's a quick screen guy and runs physical. I think the position they had him at, throwing deep routes and trying to go up and get 50-50 balls is just not his strengths.
Well, it definitely turned out that way, Yancey, but I thought the back shoulder toss in the end zone at Florida was definitely a catchable ball. Same thing in the end zone last Friday against Mississippi State. I thought that was a very catchable ball, too. Didn't make either one of those catches, but you know, you're certainly not going to take Caden Lee out of the process and put Juice at slot just because Caden Lee was really our go-to guy last two or three games. He was Mr. Consistent, never dropped anything thrown to him. That Georgia game was terrific, and the other night, same way.
Harry, I was talking to a couple of scouts, pro scouts today, trying to figure out where some of our guys were going to be drafted, and one of them kind of knocked me off my seat. He said, I don't want to sound crazy here, but he said, as far as I'm concerned, the best player on your team was that number 19, Caden Lee.
Yeah.
He said, he reminds me of that. What's the guy's name for the Rams? Piku Naku, or you know what I'm talking about.
Like that. Yeah, that's great. Well, he reminds me of some of those slot receivers that Bill Belichick had years, you know. Just, hey, I'll get you open in the zone, find the spot, and then when he caught it, whether he got hit hard or didn't, he added to the play. And so, obviously, we're looking excited about having him back for another year, maybe two. Who knows about that? But I thought really improved from year one to year two, Chuck, without a doubt.
No question.
Harry, what are some of the things you would like to see in this bowl game coming up? Just assuming Ole Miss is going to miss the playoffs, which I think we're all agreed that that's going to happen. What are some improvements or maybe some new things you would like to see in the bowl game?
Well, I think, I'd like to see some of the guys we're going to be counting on next year, Yancey. I mean, maybe that's with quarterback. It'd be interesting to see how many guys opt out, and who you wind up with along the offensive and defensive line. I think the defensive front for Ole Miss next year could be really, really good. Can we go out and find another Walter Nolan somewhere? If you could plug that guy in there, I think you got a really good shot of being just as good next year across that defensive front as we were this year. And we were obviously terrific this year, leading the nation in sacks and tackles for losses. Obviously, you need a linebacker, Yancey. Dottery will be back. I don't know if Poupon will be back or not. I'm sure he's going to grade pretty well. It's an NFL. If he does, he'll be out. But he does have another year. And you got to find some corners, of course. So, I'd like to see some younger guys playing in the bowl game. Just get some ideas, get their feet wet for next year. Maybe that starts with quarterback and Austin Simmons. So we'll see.
I got a whole list of guys I want to see. I want to see Cam Franklin at defensive end. I mean, he's too highly touted to not make an impact pretty soon. I want to see more of Eccles, defensive tackle. Obviously, I want to see more T.J. Banks. I think he's going to be
a star.
I think he'll move inside, Chuck, as a safety. I think he's just got that body type. He's 6'2", about 195, and I think he'll be a terrific safety. They started him out at corner, and if you can play corner in this league, you can certainly play safety if you got the same mentality. And I think he played safety in high school, so he's got that mentality of being able to see the entire field, where a corner basically is just locked in or got one-third of the field.
Harry, but, don't you think he'd be more likely to play that John Saunders position where, he picks up a slot guy or a tight end, but he's also has responsibilities in run support?
Hey, that could be true. That could be it also, Chuck. It depends on what safeties we got pop up, and you got to have a good guy on the back end back there. And with all the motions and in various changes of formations, you see your safety is going to be important, because one time you're playing free, the next time you're playing up, and obviously big part of our defense. But I tell you, another guy, Chuck, I thought had a terrific year, and you know, was not a starter and didn't play that much, with Jamarius Brown, number 96. I thought would really had some terrific days playing defense for the Rebels.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good one. And I want to see some of these young offensive linemen, you know, Preston Cushman and Bryson Sanders and some of those guys. I mean, you know, it's time to get some new blood in there. Let's just call it what it is. The run blocking was absolutely horrendous this year. And, you know, let's see what they got. We're going to the portal. How many new pieces are they going to need? I think this is a way to really kind of judge what's going to happen into the portal of – the targets you need in the portal.
I think that's true. I mean, obviously, you're going to start with signing day, which is day after tomorrow, and it's pretty unusual if you get a freshman come in that's good enough to play that route.
Yep.
You know, as a first year guy. In fact, it's really amazing that even the second year you can fit into those offensive linemen. But you know, looking at our offensive line this year, you just felt like run blocking. We were just bulldozers, some folks, and for whatever reason, Yancey, it's the way we blocked was pretty disappointing from a run standpoint. But anyway, we're not going to get into all the critical areas but you're right. We're going to have to fill some needs with the offensive line. Number eight, our tight end, Daquan Wright, really had a good year once he got cranked up, and he should be back next year. And so I want to see an Aiden Williams, a wide receiver, number one.
Me too.
I want to see him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think our wide receivers have to think of so much. We, you know, they're looking at they're over there watching these guys flashing in signals from the sideline, and a lot of formations change. You got to do it on the run. Okay, now I've just gone from lining up on the outside the hash, and now I'm in a bunch set. You know, now what does the route look like? A lot to think about. So some of these young wide receivers pick up that pretty quickly, and some take a little longer. I think probably in Aiden Williams' case, that's the case. But I really look forward. But we feel sure we got a guy that can sling it out there too.
No doubt.
And you know, I think a forgotten guy out wide is Noreal White, the true freshman. I think he's got a chance to break out next year too, I believe.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Chuck. I think he's terrific after the catch, too. And but, yeah, you take he and Aiden Williams, and obviously Caden Lee, and that's a good place to start right there. And then you mix in maybe Juice Wells is back. You know, I guess those guys that are iffy, they're going to wait and get get NFL a draft look, get their grade on some card, tells them, yeah, you should go back to college, or, yeah, we think we're going to get you the first two or three rounds. If you do that, then you go out. But, you know, a lot of those guys are going to have to, especially the ones that got another year, are going to have to get a good grade and go out. But we'll see. Obviously, this is a time of year when that recruiting department at Ole Miss and Billy Glasscock is in charge of all that. They've got their hands full, and they're really out there looking at portal players, and that opens next Monday, I think, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, the ninth. Yeah, it the sure ninth. Does. And speaking they got some today, good guys, their eyes on the portal, and you're bringing in Caleb Cunningham, who should be an instant impact player, five-star receiver out of here, out of Mississippi, that is going to be really, really good. And they've got a couple other guys. I'm going to keep their names right now. Under guard, but out of the portal that they look really good with, and I'm not worried one bit about the portal about the receiver group next year, and I'm not worried about that defensive line group. There's going to be two or three guys that are proven big time, proven players from Power Four programs that are going to step in and out of the portal with all the young guys that are going through the program right now. I'm with you. We'll see how Poopall's graded comes out in the draft. I would put a lot of budget, NIL budget, on trying to keep him back. If they can keep him back, that defense got a chance to be really salty next year one more time. I mean, that's the thing about Lane, and I try to explain to people, Harry, is this is not a one-year deal. I mean, this is every year. He's got the system down, and do I disagree with some of his decisions this year? Do I have some doubts about a couple of the decisions? Yeah, but he's going to keep Ole Miss playing at a very high level.
No doubt. There's no doubt about that, Yancey. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, next year, this, and I'm going to call it pay, you know, play for pay, this thing changes where the athletic department's having to kick in a big, big, big bucket of money, and then your NIL's on top of that. It's going to be interesting for me to see how all that shakes out in what aspect. So you think NIL would strictly be for recruiting at that point. So, I don't know, that's that $22 million that the athletic department's got to come up with, and that was based off a court decision that the NCAA lost to some people that had filed suit years ago. And that's not only Ole Miss, that's every FCS school in the country, which is 130, I think, now, or a few more. You got to come up with that amount of money. And times are changing in college football.
No doubt.
I mean, it's going to be the money, and I think Chuck said 75% is going to go to football out of that $22 million. Yeah. But you also got to pay the past players from 2016 to the present out of that chunk that they owe a big chunk of it. I believe I heard like 60% of the pot is going to the past players from 16 until they catch up for 3 years. Yeah. And then they don't have to pay the past players anymore. So what, it's a circus.
What about 1973?
That's right. I was about to say, Harry, you are owed some money, aren't you?
Well, I'd have to subtract that $15 for laundry money every day.
Yeah.
All right, Harry. Thanks again.
Harry, friend. As always, man. Invaluable.
All right,
thank you, brother.
Take care, man.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
I was trying to do quick math while y'all were talking. 78 guys entered and accepted in the portal just today.
Oh, yeah.
Just today.
Oh, it'll go. It's going to be... I don't believe they have two portal windows anymore.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Well, and we will finish up our program by first of all saying thanks to Gordon and thanks to Yancey. Basketball, football discussion with Ole Miss along the way. Some Ole Miss and SEC news quickly. We congratulate the Ole Miss volleyball team for making the NCAA tournament this season. They'll take on Florida State in the first round of that. Football ranked number 15 in AP and in the coaches' poll. The Ole Miss men's basketball team stayed at number 23, one of 10 SEC teams in that top 25.
That's amazing. 10.
And then we'll got to tell you, of course, about our friends at Van Atkins. They are the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know, she's worth it. Now to the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment, presented by the Grove Collective. We know that's where it all starts and ends right now for Ole Miss student athletes. Go ahead.
Yeah, signing day's Wednesday, and Ole Miss is sitting, I believe, at number 16 by the On3 Sports composite rankings. So they got 10 four-star recruits, high school recruits that are committed right now. And I really think that number is going to grow to 14, which guys, by Saturday, I meant Wednesday, I think they add four more guys that are four stars to that commitment list. And that would be more combined than the last two classes. So that kind of lets you know the direction. So as down as we are about the season and not making the playoffs, they're really in behind the scenes. The infrastructure is really being built now for the long term. So let's kind of start with a few nuggets here. Ole Miss hosted about 15, 18 official visitors, but only a handful were not committed to Ole Miss. Included in that list is four-star running back Raheem Gallery out of Texas, four-star MSU linebacker commit Tyler Lockhart out of Winona, four-star Arkansas O-line commit Connor Hose out of Florida, and portal tight end Zach Atkins out of Northwest Missouri State. I think there's a good, really good chance you'll see all four of those guys end up on the signing day board Wednesday outside of Zach. Portals do not sign. Unofficial visits, Ole Miss hosted a trio of key prospects. Four-star offensive lineman out of Laurel, Tyler Miller, that's committed to LSU. Five-star Auburn quarterback commit, Deuce Knight, out of George County, that's committed to Auburn. And 2026 five-star quarterback, Jared Curtis, out of Nashville. He's the number two quarterback prospect out of that 26 class. I think Deuce is going to end up at Auburn when it's all said and done. And despite some people, what they're reporting, I think Tyler Miller out of Laurel, the offensive tackle, ends up in Oxford, Mississippi. On signing day, I think, again, better than 50-50 chance that they'll add these four-star commitments. Connor Hayes, offensive lineman. Tyler Miller, offensive lineman. Running back Raheem Gallery, running back, and four-star Winston Watkins out of Miami. I think he ends up a Rebel. Then also kind of keep your ears open for Tyler Lockhart and Saquon Miles. They call him Fat Miles. He's a Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College offensive lineman. I think it's about 50-50 if they flip those commits. And then a couple long shots. Another long shot, out of Auburn commit is Jared Smith. I don't think Ole Miss ends up with him, but you can kind of keep your ears open for it. That's it.
And we'll finish it up with the Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered, home and business, as a certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. They offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297, or the website is riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the Good, well, beating Mississippi State and winning the Egg Bowl is just about as good as it gets, and that's what the Rebels did 26-14 last Friday in the Vault. The Rebels started slowly but dominated the second half to secure the Golden Egg for another year. Lane Kiffin's now 4-1 against MSU in his tenure, and don't think that that's not important for an Ole Miss coach to have an edge over Mississippi State, because it is. Jackson Dart became the most prolific passer in Ole Miss history as he eclipsed the Ole Miss record for career passing yards held by Eli Manning of 10,119 yards. That's a mark that stood for almost 20 years. Running back Ulysses Bentley IV broke an 89-yarder, the touchdown run that gave the Rebels a lead at halftime, 17-14. The Rebel basketball team went to San Diego to play in a holiday tournament and beat BYU in overtime and lost by a tip-in bucket by number 9 Purdue. The Rebs are now ranked 17th in the country, according to the poll I saw, but you said 23rd. That's fine.
AP stayed 23.
Okay, that's good. Anything in the top 25, I'll take right now. Bad, the first half against the Bulldogs wasn't too spiffy. as the Rebels held a 17-14 intermission lead. In fact, it was almost boring to me. Yancey called it flat. I called it boring. MSU struck for long passes a couple of times and made it interesting, but not for long, as the Rebs took over in the second half with a shutout performance by their defense. Ole Miss had a 7-point lead late in the game against Purdue, but didn't close out the game and take advantage of a great opportunity. Ugly, if the College Football Playoff Committee moves South Carolina in front of the Rebels, that'll be ugly in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I guess best case scenario, obviously the playoffs, but maybe make the Citrus Bowl. They're the only one that picks the team if Alabama gets in. There's rumor that that could happen. If not, I think about the only two bowls that would really attract Ole Miss fans would be Vegas. I'm all for that, or a Hawaii Bowl. Other than that,
I'd like to go to Vegas and play Colorado. Yeah. Lane Kiffin against Deion Sanders.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
That'd be great.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'd like to go to play poker.
You know, yeah. I mean, I always bring $200. I go to the best-looking girl that deals cards out by the pool, and I lose it to her for about 30 seconds, and then I'm done with the gambling, and it's time to eat and go clubbing.
I understand completely. All right. Hey, we got
that
another,
would be great.
Got another one of these in the books. We'll get some basketball discussion and continue here in the month of December next Monday.
Howdy, toddy.
Summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.